Blackstone presents Overture of Hope, two sisters' daring plan that saved opera's Jewish stars from the Third Reich by Isabel Vincent. This book is read by Lisa Ivory. For Nelida Pignon. In memory of my friend, Bill Ray, and my father, Afonso Costa Vicente. Preface: The Leaves. The stiff brown envelopes arrived on a librarian's cart, each carefully weighed by an officious attendant who wore dust gloves and used a desktop scale. It was only after the weight was carefully recorded on duplicate research slips that I was permitted to take the envelopes, one at a time, and retreat to the little area I had carved out at a communal study table at the Victoria and Albert Archives at Blythe House in London, where I sat for days sifting through the ephemera of two remarkable lives, shelved long ago and largely forgotten. I eagerly opened one envelope after another, some stuffed with elaborately illustrated 1920s Royal Opera House programs from Covent Garden, with their ads for Columbia New Process Records, Steinway Grand Pianos, and the Cliftophone, the world's best gramophone. Other programs for the Salzburg Festival in Opera in Berlin, Munich, and Vienna were in German, and some featured large swastikas on the covers, with introductory remarks by Adolf Hitler on facing pages. There were faded black-and-white promotional photographs of stars in rich velvet tunics, adorned in brocade. "With sincere good wishes," reads the autograph of the renowned American baritone Lawrence Tibbett, as Iago, on his fan photo for the Metropolitan Opera's 1937 production of Giuseppe Verdi's Otello. Other envelopes yielded sheaves of handwritten correspondence from Vienna, Munich, Berlin, and New York. One letter immediately intrigued me. Written in a rapid, flowing hand on cream-colored stationery, embossed with Sulmonte, New York, at the top of the page, it contained three pressed maple leaves. They were brown with age, but otherwise perfectly preserved, even though the date on the letter was October 16th, 1931. There was something magical about finding those leaves in October 2017, 86 years after the letter was written, and on the first day of my research into the lives of Ida and Louise Cook, English sisters who risked their lives to bring 29 Jewish refugees to safety on the eve of war.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?